spray your plate.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231, and it is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So we start things out here by continuing a topic that we started at the very beginning of the show. So just to recap, it's my understanding, I just got back from vacation, so I haven't even looked at the news yet today. Mm-hmm. But it's my understanding from what you guys told me earlier that there's this big Lehman Brothers bank.
Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus.
That has crashed and or is crashing and burning.
Yeah, they filed for bankruptcy today, Chapter 11 protection, which is another government policy that we can look into another time.
So does that, now, you mentioned earlier, now you said, first of all, this is the biggest bank failure in the history.
Yeah.
Of the United States.
The biggest bank failure in American history.
So that's pretty tremendous right there. And then plus you add to that all of the other bank failures that we've seen this year. I mean, this has been an unprecedented year, at least in recent history, for the amount of bank failures that have been going on.
Yeah, the swirling has started as we go down the toilet of, basically the money becoming worth nothing. I'm pretty sure that's, it's going to happen. I don't know. Is this it? All these banks failing?
Well, they'll do everything they can to stave it off
as long as possible. And that's what they're supposed to do.
Right. Now, there was something you'd mentioned before I wanted to ask about. One of you guys mentioned that the Fed was not going to step in to bail out this particular bank.
Well, that's what Paulson says. Secretary of the Treasury Hank, Henry. We call him Hank when we're buddies, Hank Paulson says they're not going to step in this time, and George Bush says that's definitely the right thing to do because we're going to not step in. But
wait a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. So that means that the Fed, the Federal Reserve.
Right.
Wait. Are you talking about the federal government?
The federal government and the Treasury and the Fed. This is what happened. Over the weekend, they had meetings, and this is not going to surprise you, but it's going to get you angry nonetheless. Over the weekend, they had meetings to try to save Lehman Brothers. At the same time, they had to have backroom deals for Merrill Lynch because Merrill Lynch is so heavily leveraged in mortgage-backed securities just like Lehman Brothers. The head of Lehman Brothers has been working getting all these mortgage-backed securities for ages and ages. And, of course, those mortgages are premised on a lot of the adjustable-rate mortgage market was spurred by the reckless low interest rates of the Fed. So over the weekend, they had meetings for both Lehman Brothers and for Merrill Lynch. Merrill Lynch got bought out by Bank of America. Okay, so all the people who are dealing with Merrill Lynch, they can feel a temporary reprieve right now. They're okay. But the Lehman Brothers, they couldn't make the deal. And they had Henry Paulson, for the Treasury Secretary. They had Christopher Cox in there, who's with the Bush administration. And they had by phone Ben Bernanke, the head of the Fed. And they were trying to come up with deals. One of the proposals that had been floated would be to do what the government had done in the past, which is to lift all of the bad liquidity, all the bad loans away, and have the taxpayers pay for all them. This is what they did. They did with Bear Stearns and Bank of America and so on earlier, a number of months ago, and then sell off the good stuff to some company that would say, "Oh, this is a pretty good deal."
Gotcha.
But they couldn't swing.
So not a full bailout then,
right?
No,
well, essentially, no. It would be a bailout. It would be a bailout, particularly for the company that buys what's good that's left. The bailout would come because we would be buying up all the crap. But they couldn't do it this time with Lehman Brothers. Nobody would bite. And I got to tell you, the amazing thing is they tried as hard as they could. And I think one of the reasons they tried was because the CEO, this is unbelievable, the CEO of Lehman Brothers is on the New York board of the Federal Reserve.
Wow. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's just so corrupt. It's unbelievable.
It really is just amazing watching all of this happen. And, of course, when you're saying they're not going to bail them out, that means that they're not bailing out the company. But the people that actually had accounts with the bank or, you know, they've got their FDIC so-called insurance. So all of those people who would have otherwise maybe lost their deposits are now going to have the Fed essentially create that money from thin air and deposit it at another bank. But again, it was already created from thin air in the first place, so I don't know if that'll really do much.
And I got to tell you, with all these bank failures every weekend, which, gee, isn't it funny that they pick the down cycle in the news to have the bank failures occur? All these bank failures occurring, the FDIC has already approached the Treasury and said they need more money because they can't continue to insure all the deposits.
Mm.
Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Mark in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Not much. I haven't heard the program for that long. I just got on your guys' website and I'm watching the cam now. That's how I can hear what you guys are talking about. But I guess when you take this whole topic of the Federal Reserve to its logical conclusion, you got to, Mark, on a standpoint, you kind of look back and think, how would, if essentially, if you guys seceded there in New Hampshire or the federal government, how would you dissolve the Federal Reserve and convert that to the gold standard?
You don't have to dissolve the Federal Reserve. What needs to happen, in my opinion, is that there needs to be a private competing alternative or a competing currency, alternate currency, that is not just one, but multiple competing alternative currencies that spring up, and I don't know how they would do it. There's some sort of marketing that they're going to need to do. They're going to have to come up with a brilliant plan, and they're going to have to be able to make it so that merchants are accepting these alternative currencies, that these things have real value, and that merchants will want to then do business in that alternate currency. Of course, then there is there's a certain economic law, and it's escaping me at the moment, where the most worthless money is the most likely
Gresham's,
to be sent.
Gresham's Law.
Gresham's Law.
Yeah.
So they're going to fight against that factor. I mean, if you've got some silver and you've got some Federal Reserve notes and somebody's going to take Federal Reserve notes from you and give you a product, you'd rather give them the Federal Reserve notes unless the silver product is offered at a discount. So there are ways, I think, to fight that particular
if you introduce
tendency.
Competition, that's what I see as a great alternative. I know that's what Ron Paul would have loved to have seen.
Competition's illegal currently.
And that's another
problem.
That's the biggest that's the biggest hurdle, is that they're making it illegal to compete against the Federal Reserve.
And the Liberty Dollar was doing it for over 10 years, and then they finally decided, for whatever reason, that they'd gotten too big, and they went in and they stole all of their gold, silver, their platinum, everything. They stole it, and they haven't gotten it back. There is a court case, but that, you know, that might be 10 years before it resolves.
They're never going to get it back. And the thing that gets me about this is, you guys are right. If the way to break the monopoly is to allow for competition. That is technically called breaking the monopoly, but to a greater extent, you see people, they would be drawn, if they wanted value in their purchases and they wanted to be paid with something that was valuable, they'd be drawn to banks that were transparent and told people what they had in stock, in reserve, in hard specie currency, in gold or silver. That's the way that they would do it.
Also, and decentralizing the storage of the actual money, instead of keeping it all in the same place, they could have different vaults that they could keep it in, for instance, and they could have security that won't bend over for the feds. I mean, for instance, if one of the factors we're dealing with here is that people believe the government is legitimate. And so if you've got this mindset that has infected most Americans, because most Americans went to government school and they were taught that government is legitimate and government is good, so we've got that mindset that we have to battle against, where the Sunshine Mint that was storing a bunch of the Liberty Dollar currency, a bunch of their silver, I don't know what it was like on the day when the feds showed up to the mint, but you can imagine what it was like. Most business owners roll right over for the federal government. I mean, if a guy comes up and flashes a badge and says, I'm with the FBI, a business owner is going to jump through whatever hoops that FBI, purported FBI guy, demands that he do. And so the mint that inevitably has guards standing out front, and they've got a big vault and they're safe from the common criminal, it just rolls right over for the Fed. So what we need is a new attitude among business owners, I think, as well as, you know, having these competing currencies. But the people that are running these businesses need to understand they are taking a significant risk, and they need to not just roll over for the federal government goons or state government or local government, whoever it is. Don't roll over for them. I don't advocate violence. But at the same time, if you've got men with guns coming to steal your gold, your silver, or your marijuana, or whatever it is that these feds love to steal so often, I think there's a certain point at which you can say, this is private property, get lost. And if you keep coming, we will have to do something about it.
Well,
okay,
you know, sorry, go ahead.
Excuse me, Ian.
Yes, sir.
It's kind of a pretty big topic. I have a couple questions on it.
I want to bring you back. We'll continue here with you in a moment. Hang on, Mark. 800-259-9231. Mark's got a couple questions. Again, I don't advocate violence, but these people are initiating force, and it's at that point of the initiation of force they're trying to steal your stuff, and this is your livelihood? I think you're justified in defending yourself, your property, defending your person, defending your things with violence if necessary. Hopefully it won't be. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Losing weight is hard for me. I don't like depriving myself of food. It makes me irritable. And I can't take stimulants. They make me even more irritable. That puts the kibosh on most diets and diet supplements. I didn't think there was any hope but some arduous exercise program somewhere in my future. But I found something else that's working great for me. Dex-C20. Dex-C20 is all natural. It doesn't have any stimulants. I just take it twice a day. I don't try to forbid myself any food. I haven't changed my exercise patterns, and I'm losing weight. 5 pounds at last count. Dex-C20 is an appetite suppressant, and it reduces fat cell division and the resulting fat storage. But for me, that means losing the weight I want to lose without all the hard work and deprivation. You can find Dex-C20 at most drugstores, like Walgreens, CVS, GNC. Pick up a bottle of Dex-C20 in the gold box today. Or just go to diet.freetalklive.com and start losing weight the easy way with Dex-C20 at diet.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
A pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This
is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free to 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Martin.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, and they include archives. We've got an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page. You click, you download. It's that easy. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. I don't force you to look at ads or something like that first. It's simple. Just click and they're yours at freetalklive.com. Now, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And boy, have people been going to freestateproject.org in the last few days, right, Mark? What did we do on Thursday night?
Well, on Thursday night, we made a pledge that we would match. $5 to the St. Jude's Hospital to help kids with cancer. Who doesn't like that? Would be donated for every person that joined the Free State Project before, you know, a week was out. So Thursday at 5 p.m. Coming.
So we got another half a week to go on this then, right?
Yeah.
This is incredible.
And I would say, I haven't managed to check all the numbers here, but I think that this is the probably the biggest, 3 or 4 days that they've had since
right before
they started
maybe?
Up. Yeah.
It was getting pretty hot and heavy before the vote as far as signups were concerned, and then it just really died off after the state was chosen.
In years. How's that?
Yeah. 40-something people.
Yeah, it's 44.
Wow.
Great.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and just before the show started, I got another person pledging $5 for anyone who signs up, so we're up to $15.
So we're up to $15 now at this point, per
anybody
sign up.
Right, $15 to St. Jude's Hospital for anyone who signs up for the Free State Project before Thursday at 5 p.m.
Now, is this person supposedly with the money legit? I mean, or is it just some guy saying, yeah, I'll throw something in?
I know who it is.
Okay. Very good. Awesome. That's exciting. That's very cool.
Very cool.
So this is going to cost you, Mark. You thought it was only going to get a handful of signups.
Right. I really only probably intended to put $50 towards St. Jude's. I think we're now up to $220 a piece.
Yeah.
So
shoot, we're going to get Ed McMahon in here and Jerry Lewis, timpani, that sort of thing pretty soon. Have a big tally at the end, you know.
So this is great.
The intent here is to sort of appeal to people that were on the fence and appeal to people whose significant others might be dragging their feet a little bit in the sign-up process.
Yeah. Have you gotten any feedback? Has anybody said to you as far as why this was so motivating to them? I mean, you would think that the idea of moving for liberty would be enough motivation, but now all of a sudden we say we're going to give $5 to some kids with cancer and you
sign up. There's probably a lot of people who were thinking about doing it at some time in the future. And
but they just hadn't gotten around to it.
This gives them that little push over the edge.
That makes sense, yeah.
And, because they know that by Thursday at 5 p.m. this is over. And therefore, that $15 that's going to go to the St. Jude's isn't going to be there any longer.
Mm, exactly.
So, I try to go and talk about what I feel the pledge, the statement of intent is about, and what the pledge to move the Free State Project is about.
Right.
And some people don't like the sort of watered down version. But when I signed up for the Free State Project, what my thought process was it says that I have to move once they reach 20,000 people. What does move mean? To me, move mean, at the time meant I move from here to there. And so I can come here for 2 weeks, see what I think about
the fullest practical effort to achieve liberty. Yes.
Once you move here to make the fullest
practical effort to achieve liberty in our lifetime.
Can't you give up in 2 weeks?
You could be a lamer.
You could give up. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
That's what I thought when I signed up. And to
I would hope you would not pork fade. That's what we have. That's what Puke, one of the New Hampshire freedom fighters here, has named the term for people that show up and then just disappear.
What if your allergies kick in? You know, what if what if it's not right for you? Is suddenly your sign up no good?
There you go. So you can sign up and test the waters out, right?
Yeah, I'm of that opinion that you can come here, you can sign up, you can come here, you can see if it's right for you, and I think that's fine if you decide it's not right for you. There was somebody that signed up, one of our listeners, came here and she found out, wow, I've got allergies, and they're really bad. I can't breathe. She left. I don't feel bad.
Yeah, there's certainly legitimate reasons to not stay.
You know, I'm okay with that.
All right, so I think if you're going to sign up, though, I mean, generally, if you're going to move somewhere, you're pretty serious. You're not going to give up in 2 weeks, generally. I mean, unless it's something like an allergy or some situation like that.
I was ready to leave after a month.
Yeah, that's true. You did get homesick, but you stuck it out for a full year, and now you really like it up here.
That's 2 years now. I'm here.
You know. Well, yeah, but it took you a good year to kind of, I think, get settled in.
I think that's probably true.
Because you were thinking about leaving after a year, and then a year passed by, and you stuck it out. And now you've got a house and a kid, and...
Stuck.
Yeah.
Not going anywhere.
Well, this is a good place to be stuck if you're going to be stuck somewhere, because there's a lot of really great people here getting active for liberty in ways that have just not been seen in the history of this country. Let's continue with your calls. Mark's still on the line. He had a couple questions in the realm of the financial. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I guess with the I pretty much have forgotten off. I just ignore our federal government because they're out of control, and I don't think there's any hope for them.
I agree.
I'm kind of looking at the idea of, like, state secessionism, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
If that happened there, let's say, in New Hampshire, and, like, New Hampshire had it, they didn't have, like, a state kind of Federal Reserve or anything, I guess, so then corporations that are in New Hampshire couldn't partner up with the government then, or?
What do you mean they couldn't partner
which
up?
Government
which
and
government,
what do you mean?
Right.
The state government.
I'm not sure what you mean by partner up.
If they secede, then they would decide. If they secede, then whatever governing body was in charge after the secession would decide whether or not a company could partner up or not.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, corporations is a legal entity, and that's, you know, with legal monopolies and this whole thing with the Federal Reserve and the buyouts and all that, that seems to be what it is. It's just on a federal level. So, it's an interesting idea.
I was just going to say you might have something analogous that springs about, but you know it's a complete hypothetical because you don't know in what direction the majority of the people who bring about this secession movement
might go if
they form the government.
Right. One thing I can tell you is when the state secedes that it will not be a perfect anarchist state. You know,
that's if you have state secession. But I personally advocate personal secession, where each individual simply withdraws consent from the whole idea of government, of authoritarian government. But if it does end up being a state secession, if it's done through the political system, then certainly there are New Hampshire corporations, and there are certainly corporations that can operate overseas in other countries where they may not have their base of operations. So I'm sure the New Hampshire bureaucrats will be happy to take corporate application fees from every company that wants to continue doing business in New Hampshire if it goes in that political route. Mark, did you have a second question?
I'm thinking more off like the gold standard. Because if there's no state Federal Reserve, there'd be no gold standard.
Could like a Walmart take gold? That's what you're asking? That sort of thing?
Yeah, I guess, I mean, it's unique because everyone, you know, any business or individual, family, whatever, would have.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question, because I don't know what all the corporate rules are. I mean, when people apply for a corporation, they essentially agree to a set of rules that the government has said, well, you're a corporation, so you have to obey all of this. And so it may very well say that you have to take money in Federal Reserve notes, in which case, let's not have corporations anymore. Let's just have businesses. Mm-hmm. You know, Target could just be a business here instead of a corporation, a business run by individuals, which is what it is anyway. It's just, as you say, the corporation is sort of this legal fiction. Time enough for your second question. Go ahead.
I guess would there be local banks to kind of hold? And with like a credit system, would that work with gold, silver, palladium, anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
I would think so, yes, sir. And I thank you for the call, Mark. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever it is that you want. There's all kinds of neat, innovative things, I'm sure, that people in search of profit would come up with if they had the freedom to actually do so, and the federal goon squads weren't going to come down in there and break things up and steal all your stuff. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy them all on us at freetalklive.com, including the wiki, over 1,700 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive.
Dex-C20 is a natural appetite suppressant, enabling people to eat less and still feel full. Users report that they eat the same foods, they just eat less of them without feeling hungry. They also report feeling more energy without feeling jittery. And I take it, and I'll tell you what, I can't take stimulants at all, period. They freak me out, but I can take Dex-C20. So get Dex-C20 at Walgreens, GNC, CVS, or you can get it at diet.freetalklive.com.
I'd like to also, before we continue with the calls, take a moment to thank StickAM.com for featuring us so often nowadays on their front page of their website. There are over 800 people viewing the webcam right now.
Wow.
At cam.freetalklive.com. So whenever somebody lands on the front page at StickAM, they get a dose of Free Talk Live, which is great. Hopefully we'll hook a few people and they'll keep listening and keep coming back. So again, welcome aboard to the program. If you're brand new, you've probably never heard talk radio quite like this before.
Yeah, you got to listen a little while. We're very consistent, though.
When we continue with your calls about whatever, let's talk to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello, sir.
Hey. It's on your mind. Yeah, very interesting today in the financial markets. Oh, I wanted to let you know that Gresham's Law is bad money drives good money out of circulation.
Right on.
Yes.
That's basically it. And
the reason is because people are more likely to spend the bad money. You want to get rid of that crap.
Right. It's the same. If you think about
people ultimately will hoard, you know, the good money. on a, even a more basic level than that. But in a sense, I wanted to say several things. One, anticipate thousands of banks failing over the next year and a half.
Oh, dear.
And I wanted to mention this. I knew
that's quite a grim vision.
I knew Saturday evening that Lehman Brothers would be filing for bankruptcy because the talks in London failed with Barclays Bank and a number of consortium banks that they had put together to see about buying some of Lehman Brothers. Mm. But what they didn't realize is that Lehman Brothers holds $454 trillion worth of over-the-counter derivatives,
yeah,
market items.
Yay, derivatives.
But really, it's a statistical impossibility to even pay a tenth of those off with the world economy. So what's rather interesting about it is that you have to realize, too, Lehman Brothers is one of the owners of the Federal Reserve. So they ultimately will get bailed out over time. Remember, filing for bankruptcy only means that creditors can't attach assets.
Yeah,
so
right.
It doesn't mean right. that – so in a sense, the Fed is not going to let one of its fellow members or one of its partners go down.
Good points, Frank. Thanks for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. We continue with Chris in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris. Chris in New York, going once. Chris, going twice. Let's try Gene in Tennessee on the AMP line. Hello, Gene.
Hello. Hey. I wanted to tell you how the free market works in air racing, since there's no place else in the world that you can do air racing. And it's put together by simply market forces. Market forces allow people to come together and put this air race on, which is a very expensive proposition, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm. Again, yeah.
Yeah, it costs a lot of money to run these airplanes around in circles at 500 miles an hour, and it takes a lot of acreage, a lot of people. The people, most of them are volunteers. A great portion of them are volunteers, just like me. You know, they'll show up and do it for the fun of it.
And also a great way to bring up an analogy for how you could privatize the security systems for the passenger airlines.
That's right. And this is done with a handicap. Now, the handicap is called the FAA and the federal government.
Yeah. So it's not a true free market.
FAA. Yeah, well, it's a free market with a handicap. So this is government forces are working to keep it down, but the free market forces are strong enough to overcome the burden of the federal government and still put this show on every year.
It's one
amazing.
Of the reasons why, I mean, that sentence that you just uttered is one of the main reasons why we have such a good quality of life here. We had a relatively unfettered marketplace for a long, long time. That built up an incredible amount of wealth for the people living here. So we sort of get to coast along on all that. And in addition, market forces are so darn powerful that even in the face of massive inflation on the part of the Federal Reserve, these market-based organizations are able to mechanize and do other things that continue to reduce costs to where even with inflation, there are still products that are cheaper today than they were 20 or 30 years ago.
That's a great point. What are some of those factors that need to be overcome? I mean, for example, if you were looking at a privatized system of security and air travel for passengers, you'd be looking at insurance companies having pretty high standards for the privatized companies for their security, their flight plans and things like that. They'd have to be covered for anything that falls and hurts anybody down below. How do they do it for these races?
Well, they write policies just like everything else. Yeah. And the policies for the air races, of course, are very high because of the liability issues.
Right.
But yet they still do them. Yet they still, even though there's all this liability, they still go ahead with them. And people, even though they know there's a chance that the plane could come crashing down and turn into a fireball engulfing the crowd, they still know they can do, that might happen, but they show up anyway and they watch the race.
Yes, and I wanted to go to another idea, and that is ideas.
Okay.
The idea of ideas. My favorite line in the movie V is where he grabs Creedy by the neck and he says, under this mask is more than flesh. Under this mask is an idea, Mr. Creedy, and ideas are bulletproof.
Yes.
So what you have with government being a fiction, is simply an idea. So the idea of government causes people to rally around that idea and do things that normally they wouldn't do, such as point guns at people and shoot them.
Yes.
So, for no reason, or for no reason other than they're told to. So this is a powerful idea, this idea of government. But there's a way to defeat the powerful idea of government, and that is with a more powerful idea called freedom. Now, the,
yes,
the thing
I agree 100%. Our idea is more powerful. It's more logical. It makes sense. And people that hear the ideas of freedom, if they listen for long enough, they'll get it.
But there's a difference between the two ideas. One is fiction and one is real.
Mm, good point.
The idea of government is fiction. The idea of liberty is a real, tangible asset. So the real tangible asset of liberty can be sold to people once their eyes are open. They realize that they've been fooled all their life. They can get behind it. And so we have to defeat one idea with another idea. And that's what you guys are doing such a good job of. And I really appreciate your show. And
in addition to that, Gene, I agree with you. And in addition to that, not only do we have to put these ideas out there, but we have to put them out there fearlessly. We have to put them out there with the expectation that we are going to get the voluntary society we're looking for. You can't go out there and, you know, spread the freedom concept and at the same time say, well, the people that control the world are going to exterminate 80% of the population. We're all going to end up in death camps and life sucks. You just can't go out there and do that, because if you're putting out the freedom idea, then what's the point in talking about all the negative stuff? I mean, nobody's going to get motivated by that. If what they're told is that they're going to die, and Gene, thanks for the call. If what they're told is they're going to die no matter what it is that they do, that, oh, if all you free staters, you all get together there in New Hampshire, they're just going to target you with a nuclear weapon. You know, there's all kinds of crazy, paranoid scenarios you can come up with as far as what the people who are in positions of power over others might possibly do as a result of you getting out there.
They don't seem really care. By the way, the authorities don't seem really scared of libertarians all spread out across the country. I don't see why they're going to be particularly scared of them congregating in New Hampshire. I just don't think they care that much.
Well, you know, isn't it interesting, though, that the human psyche has so many facets to it? You have that facet that is principled, that doesn't want to be messed with, that you know, most people say, do you like freedom? Yeah, I like freedom. Then you've got that other side, which is ready to be slothful, ready to be led, ready to look towards, father figures, mother figures, the iconic. Then you have, there are all these different areas of the mind. Some of them react very quickly. Some of them, it's a temporal thing. You push it all back. And to be able to find a way to overcome those things that push back against liberty is one of the greatest things that anybody can do. And I think you guys do a great job
here. Let's come back and talk more about this idea, because it's fun. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer,
and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're totally free, so enjoy them all on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, please learn how to promote the show. If you like the ideas we discuss on this program, and that's what I like to think that Free Talk Live is about, outside of just taking your calls about anything, is ideas. Not politics or political personalities or anything like that, the normal nonsense chitter-chatter that you hear on most talk radio across this country, but real ideas that can make a difference in people's lives. I think that's really interesting stuff to talk about. And if you agree, please go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn a variety of different ways, a myriad, a bevy of different ways.
A virtual cornucopia.
Ooh, that's a good one.
A smorgasbord.
In which you can help get this show to new listeners across the internet and around the country and around the world on radio stations. So go and get all the details at promote.freetalklive.com. Gene had called in a few moments ago. The Christian anarchist from Tennessee had called in to discuss the idea of ideas and how truly powerful they all are, or they can be. And he pointed out V for Vendetta, which is a fine, fine film. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. But in that scene, or in one of the scenes in the film, he talks about how behind his mask is an idea, and it's one of the reasons why he doesn't take his mask off, besides the fact that his face is disfigured. But one of the reasons why is because that's kind of an important factor to the whole story, is that V isn't so much of a man as he is the idea behind what it is that he's doing. Now, of course, V used violence, and I don't want to make it seem like we're supporting that aspect of the film.
The nonviolent aspect wouldn't make a very good film.
This is true.
Yeah. It wouldn't be great if Parliament didn't blow up at the end.
Gandhi was decent, but I like to be better than
that. Oh, my God. I'm not saying Gandhi isn't a good film if you approach it with the right mind frame and everything. Or
it's a
mindset,
long one,
but it's tough. I would like to say, however, that I did see a film this weekend that it has really nothing to it from a movie standpoint, but you know, as far as substance goes, but they really managed to make Ratatouille a very interesting, compelling film.
Okay,
go ahead.
Oh, no. So, Gard, you were talking about ideas and government indoctrination, and you kind of had to rush yourself because we were getting up to the break, and I wanted to make sure you got everything out, or if you wanted to explain a little more or explicate.
Well, yeah, there were a couple things that I wanted to bring up. First off, One of the things that I think is difficult to get around is the public education system. Most of us who are in the freedom movement understand that, and
yeah, a lot of damage done there.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. And you guys do a fantastic job in getting people who retained their critical thinking abilities throughout the government school systems. Because let's face it, most everybody is educated in the government school system, if you want to call it educated.
Educated,
and they
stupid.
Come out. Yeah, exactly. So they come out, and you can catch people with, as you say, ideas and thought and real thought-provoking conversation, not chit-chat. And one of the things that I think is fascinating is over the years, one of the guys that I've encountered, this guy Sam Blumenfeld, he worked very hard to try to promote homeschooling. And he was one of the guys who back in the 60s said that there are going to be tons of new illiterate people. He wrote a book about it, and it all had to do with the look-say method of reading. And he pushed for homeschooling. And I thought, you know, this is one of the early, early libertarian guys, you know. And I said, why is he pushing homeschooling so much? Well, obviously, he knew. You've got to break the back of the government school systems. Mm-hmm. And that is one, I think, very important facet. Then you have, psychologically, you have different layers of the human psyche where, you know, we're all sort of creatures of varying degrees of habit, creatures of principle, creatures of needs and desires and goals. And I think so many people allow their goals to be subsumed beneath comfort or something like that. And there's nothing worse. I think if anybody believes in evil, the evil that is out there, a true, palpable, real evil, the evil that is out there wants to prevent individuals, human individuals, from fulfilling their greatest potential.
Absolutely. And that's exactly where I wanted to go with this. I had no idea you were going to lead me right there.
All right.
It kind of talks that what you were saying there really dovetails with a conclusion that I've come to. And that is sort of about the nature of the existence that we have here. I mean, the religious people will tell you, well, there's Satan and there's God. And if you're on one side, then you're good. If you're on the other side, there's... I think that's just a silly story people are told. But I do believe there are two forces at work in this universe. There is the force you were sort of describing, the people that they've got two sides to them, right? They've got this sort of active side where they want certain things and they want to go out and go do those things. And then the other side, there's this other side of laziness where you just want to lounge and you don't want to do anything. And I'm not saying one side's necessarily better than the other. I mean, there's certainly a time for leisure. I just came back from a vacation. So I think being lazy occasionally is okay if it's in reward to yourself
and
for doing things.
And it's not at somebody else's expense.
Right. And if it's in reward for yourself for doing things productively. So if you've gotten some things done, you can play a video game or something like that, for instance. But besides that, I think that the two forces at work in the universe are the forces of expansion and contraction or restriction.
Progress or regress.
Yes. And I think that the people in the halls of governments around the world, for the most part, and also many of the people involved in organized religion, are the agents of restriction. They're the agents of these bad, negative ideas that they poison people's minds with. In the government school system and, in Sunday school, for instance, people are having their minds just poisoned with this nonsense about, well, you can't do this or you can't do that because then you won't get into heaven down the line, or whatever reason it is that they're claiming you can't do the things you want to do. And so these people, I feel so bad for them because I understand what it was like. I was, I was a Christian at one point in my life. But these people that live their lives by this handed down doctrine that has come from on high, you know, some other man or woman has written something down on a piece of paper, whether they call it the Bible or the Quran or laws, they've taken all this stuff that's just been handed down on high, and if it contradicts what it is that they want in life, whether it's to smoke marijuana or to have sex with somebody of the same gender, whatever it is, and they tell themselves, oh, I can't do that because then I won't go to heaven when I die, or then I might get put in a jail cell, or whatever it is the perceived consequences might be. They restrict their expansion. They restrict the expansion of themselves into whatever it is they wanted to become.
Yeah.
And that sounds like hell to me. That to me, to somebody who has gotten past that, I'd like to think, still some of it poisons me. Sometimes those old thoughts come back. The old crap that I was taught in religion still comes back into my head.
A day doesn't go by that I'm not arguing an imaginary court battle with God at the end of time.
Mm.
every day. I went to Sunday school. I was a Sunday school teacher. I went to Christian school from kindergarten through eighth grade. I got deeply into the Bible when I was in prison, and I battle every day with this imaginary, being put on this imaginary court case I'm going to have
I'm
in front
glad
of God.
I'm glad it's not just me, because I feel, you know, it seems a little crazy, right? You're arguing with yourself, essentially. You've got these old ideas, these antiquated Victorian era, just awful, restrictive
ideas.
Some
of them go back farther than that.
Right, floating around in your head, and it's poisonous. So what I try to do when they come up is I just sort of reshift my thinking, and I tell myself that I want to focus on the future, focus on positive thinking about myself, and I move on past it. It doesn't prevent them from coming up in the future, but at least I'm dealing with it now, and I think in a much more constructive way, and that is focusing on the person that I want to be, not the person that all those other people wanted me to be.
And, you know, if God gave us free will, if you're a religious person and you believe that God gave you free will, what would God want you to do? To employ that free will to the utmost, to the greatest of your abilities. He gave you abilities. So why would you squander those things? It would seem that it would be the other side that would want you to squander those things.
Yes.
And capitalism is the only thing, the only creation of man that allows for those God-given abilities to flourish to their utmost.
I don't know if I would use the term capitalism. I think that the free market is a better term.
Yes.
First of all, capitalism
if you want to use that, damaged. That's a very good point.
But
it still is a valid term,
if what you want in your life is to live on a commune, then capitalism doesn't really apply to you in that area. So
what you want to do is share everything. But and again, a lot of times people say, well, you can have libertarian commune, but again, at the heart of it is voluntarism. It's choice.
Yes, exactly.
Right. So we'll say in the free market, and that would be a free market point. And I think on the other side, what is the agent that allows for sloth? What is the agent that suppresses individual choice? Suppresses these developments? If the Satan is out there, the one thing he wants to do is slough off as many people as he possibly can. And the way that you allow people to slough off is to allow them to be able to exist at someone else's expense. If you've got to exist on your own, even if you get hedonistic, there comes a point where you can't be hedonistic anymore because your life is getting screwed up. Capitalism, free marketeerism, that is
choice
the one.
And consequence.
Choice and consequence. That's precisely it. And if you're a religious person, you got to believe in
there's no morality if you force someone to be good.
It's all void.
Precisely right.
It doesn't make any difference. If there's no porn, you haven't made the decision to not view porn.
Right.
So, you know, it's you're not allowing a person the choice that God would have allowed them.
I want to come back and continue this discussion here in Hour 3. I think it's fascinating. I think that, you know, things certainly are not as they seem. And I want to talk more about these what I believe are the two most relevant forces in the universe. You can call them God or Satan if you want. I don't know what they are. I don't know how to explain them. But based on my observations, they exist. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. eChapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.